Hello there, Gia.
Hello, Keisha. The countdown has begun.
The dun, countdown dun. Has begun, yeah, to the hurricane, which may disrupt our podcast, I suppose, later in the week.
I know. It certainly could. So you might be talking to the nice listeners all by yourself on Thursday.
No, I don't think anybody wants that. No, we'll wait. And your safety is probably more important than the podcast. So
yeah, I mean, I'll be off to a hotel where I will be watching, and maybe I could do it from there, but I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Life is a little sketchy right now. Things are getting a little too real.
A little hectic.
Yeah, it's good to have pretend Port Charles world to go to.
It is. And, of course, Port Charles has got its own sort of devastation going on.
It really does. And I don't even recall what happened on Friday.
I guess we do.
Huh? You what?
I watched Friday also today just because I thought.
Okay.
I did sort of recall that there was some good stuff, I suppose, that happened on Friday.
Well, the finale was Diane being stabbed by the
that's right, yeah,
the hook, Captain, whoever right. Captain Hook is, yeah. So I do
right.
remember
and
that,
actually,
and so that was the day Sonny was talking to what's
to
her
Sasha.
Name at the garage, Sasha
yeah.
at the garage.
Yeah, right? That was kind of the part that I thought was sort of nice.
Okay, yeah, that was nice. Yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah, and I like it when he brings up Morgan because I feel like that should be sort of, you know, on his mind all the time.
Right. Yeah. That was a nice bonding moment, and I liked the conversation he and Diane had. They kind of hashed things out a little bit.
Yeah, and that was sort of like kind of a believable sort of tension and sort of reconciliation, you know.
Yeah, and I liked that Diane sort of stayed true to herself and didn't back down. Sorry, I was getting a text. I'll look at it later. Because I didn't think she should back down, you know.
Right. And had it been anybody else, he would have wanted her to do everything she could to help Michael, you know, just happen.
Right,
so
exactly.
Happened that
exactly.
It hurt him.
Yeah. So he kind of came around by the end of it. So
yeah,
it was all right.
Yeah. The only thing that I thought was a little bit sloppy was that Diane was okay being left alone in the garage, you know?
Yes, in the very dark garage.
Yeah, she'd just come from a discussion with Alexis about how Christina wasn't really seeming to take it all very seriously, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know. I just didn't want her to get hurt. I don't want to lose Diane.
I was glad that they didn't kill her off.
Not yet, right? And they've got the
and that we had like the Star Trek moment today where like they've already got the antidote.
Yeah, you know.
Damn
Finn
it, Jim!
Was...
We need an antidote.
Finn was way ahead of things today, but you know, I thought when they showed the hook person entering the garage, and it looked kind of like a smaller person. To me.
Yeah, somebody said that on social media that, you know, that they think it's a woman because it was somebody very small seeming.
Which, you know, kind of.
We think instantly Esme.
Or Elizabeth, because she's also
Yeah, she is small, isn't she?
And
or
she
Nell.
She had left Finn at the hospital saying she had to go home and get some sleep.
I hope they don't make Elizabeth the murderer. I mean, that would be the end of that character as a I don't know.
Yeah, I can't see how they could explain that, you know, unless she had some.
And they've got so much explaining to do already with this Reiki, Raiku, whatever.
Yeah, they do. That's
I mean,
true.
What?
I
like,
know.
What?
Gia.
So she's digging through her photo album.
Yep.
Which I did. That gave me just seeing that kind of photo album with like the sticky clear plastic, you know, and you.
Yeah.
Pull like that gave me a good moment of nostalgia because that was what all our photo albums were like back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But so how in the world would she have known Finn's dead wife?
Yeah.
Like the ages do not, I mean, I don't know.
I don't think we're smart enough or dumb enough to get our minds around that. You know, we're just going to have to see what they come up with and whether or not we're going to buy it.
And this whole thing, I mean, and I didn't think of this myself. This got pointed out on General Hospital Snark by somebody, but that it is ending up, instead of being Elizabeth's story, once again, it's like it's turned into Finn's story.
Yeah.
You know, so what we had Elizabeth having some kind of valid breakdown about her own life, and she's been through all this stuff, and somehow it's still going to end up all being about Finn.
Yeah.
And Finn's wife, you know?
Right. Yeah.
I don't know.
And maybe Finn turning out to be not such a good guy, which, you know, what good does that do anybody, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I just feel like Elizabeth gets ripped off. And I don't know, maybe that got planted in my brain that Elizabeth doesn't get good storylines or her own storylines, or I don't know.
It does seem like people have been complaining about that. But I think we were in line with all those other comments. I think we were always kind of bemoaning the fact that Elizabeth was, you know, just sort of being overlooked or something. Like, there was so much material that they could have drawn from, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
To make a really interesting story, you know?
Yeah. And like, we were both longing for a sort of more drawn out sessions with Kevin, and suddenly it's turned into more like a cheap thriller that you read at the airport. You know?
Yeah, yeah, and like they're packing in all this information so they can get to the part where like the Finn side of things gets, you know, opened up.
And it's not like that therapy, that wasn't anything like Kevin does, you know, like, well, I'll put you under and we'll quickly get to this suspenseful moment.
I know, it's much more effective if we do it in 10 minutes or less.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like that was very responsible.
The therapy sessions that Ava and Ryan had. Like, those were great. They really got somewhere with her psyche on that. Oh, you know,
God, poor Ava, deep. How violated she was. Man. You know.
But that was that part of Friday, I guess. I don't remember. What else happened Friday that we should talk about?
Oh, well, you had another sort of tedious conversation between Alexis and the guy, the old guy, the professor.
Oh, Professor Old Guy. Yeah. And that continued into today, and they held hands.
Yeah. And Alexis is sort of turning into that very sort of sanctimonious kind of journalist type person, you know, who takes herself so seriously, which I think is kind of accurate, you know, the that type of, you know, media person. They think somehow they're saving the world, you know.
Yeah, and she's not, they're still not ringing true with the, I know they're supposed to be like having sexy sparring matches, but
I know, not
it's
feeling
like
that
it just
at
is
all.
Coming out kind of like mean, both of them just sort of like kind of weird and mean, and
because he doesn't have much of a sense of humor, and she's just like very sort
and
of cutting.
Used to, but now she now it comes across as cutting.
Yeah.
Which I do that occasionally. Sometimes I'll be trying to be funny and it just comes out sort of mean, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sure you've been on the receiving end of that sometimes.
Right back at you, Gia.
but yeah, it's falling flat, those two.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, I don't know how. And apparently they're just going to continue to try to force that into being something that we enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? In a similar way that the Brit Cody thing, once again. Yeah. Oh my gosh!
Once again, and he sounds like such a whining kind of a pussy, you know.
Yeah, and he just like today he went from 0 to 10 in no time flat with Felicia over. You know, it was like it was just weird. And
I thought Felicia looked lovely, by the way.
As she always does, look nice.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
I thought Robert looked super old. And
I know. When I saw him sitting at the table, I was thinking, I should look up to see how old he is.
I mean, and he probably is super old, but then he was talking about, you want me to go like rattle his cage? It's like, no. We want you to retire. Like, you shouldn't still be in law enforcement. You're like, you're just, I don't know. It's not believable. But then again, this country's being you know, yeah. like it's all super, super old guys. So maybe, maybe yeah. that's the way. I don't know.
Maybe
but
it is.
Gia. He just looked really past it. And I thought,
yeah. Oh yeah, we did have some other stuff actually from Friday.
Go ahead.
Well, the Lucy.
My memory.
Lucy.
Oh, right. Lucy and Victor, right. Okay.
And then, yeah. like, Valentin booting, what's his name? Johan? Is that his name? I forget.
Johan. Poor Johan. He's trying to have a nice beer on deck.
And that doesn't happen. Clip-clopping. And then Valentin yeah. was pretty good at acting like he wanted to sneeze. I thought that was kind of
funny. Yeah, that was kind of funny. Yeah. And I liked him being upset about the Italian loafer.
Yeah, that seemed like that was in character. Yeah, although, like, he booted him, and then he also, like, made a noise. Like, he sort of shouted when he did it, you know? And, like, I don't think that's the most discreet way to get
no, they're off. Just the worst yeah. spies. When they were they're talking today spies. About what they would do, and it was like, you
I know,
do any of those things.
You're I know, capable. And like that's their pillow talk, telling each
I
other.
I know that was so weird.
Kill, you know, like
that was weird. Yeah,
let's not forget that neither of you were capable of killing Peter.
Yeah, and it's not really sexy.
It's not sexy. No,
but yeah, they're
doing a really good job of having not sexy, sexy scenes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they got there still, but but back to the boat with Lucy and yeah, Victor.
Uh-huh.
I'm just so insulted by all of this. I don't yeah. know, like,
yeah.
Is
and even
is
though sorry, go
Lucy
ahead.
That shallow? Like the she gets a bracelet and she and he I is are we supposed to believe that she's intrigued by the idea of him like I don't know, joining forces with her or something? Like, is it a power play?
Like, I think she thought, and I'm probably wrong here, but I thought, like, getting the bracelet sort of signaled to her how much he was willing to invest in this little sort of game. I don't think she was, like, I don't think the bracelet is helping him seduce her. I think she just feels like, oh, it's on. You know, if he's going to throw this kind of money at me, then, you know, I'm going to rise to the occasion and figure out what this guy's deal is.
And so that's when Anna and Valentin said, well, we all know Lucy's weakness. It was money. Like,
well, yeah. And I think that's what they thought. But I don't think that's really true. I think Lucy has more character.
I don't think so
that.
Either. Yeah. You
know? Yeah.
I mean,
so
maybe
I don't
in
think,
the past, but.
Yeah, right, like... right. You know, and she, I mean, she wants to take care of herself, you know, she likes living a good life, but I don't think she could be bought by Victor. I think she really
yeah,
wants
so...
to figure out what she wants to get to the bottom of it. And
okay. Well, I was just taking it as like they were having her just sort of turn on a dime because she saw, you know, dollar signs and diamonds and.
Yeah,
and I thought that was insulting to her character. I thought
it is. Yeah, I don't think they gave her enough credit, really. Although, and it's still completely wrong that this guy takes her off on a boat without telling her. And you know, it just still seems like there's something kind of wrong about that.
Yeah, bordering on illegal. Pretty
yeah.
soon.
yeah, yeah, I would say so. Yeah, yeah.
But that's why I'd like to see her completely outsmart him at whatever
right.
this is.
Right, yeah.
So I hope that's, I mean, that might vindicate the storyline for me. Mm-hmm. But,
yeah, it seemed like that's what she was giving us, like sort of exactly what you wanted, that, you know,
right.
she could handle
okay.
herself in this
situation. I'll hang with it then. I'll hang
okay.
with it.
Okay. I'm still scared for her because Victor's, you know, he's a diabolical.
He is diabolical. He's yeah. a diabolical old boy.
Yeah. And honestly, like you're gonna run out of things to talk about on a boat, you know. And then what?
You just
you know?
Mean by nature of being on a boat, you run out of stuff to talk about.
Well, you're trapped, right? There's no theoretically
yeah.
no people coming and going, nobody to interrupt the
yeah,
situation,
yeah.
you know.
So poor Johan, who, as I yeah. was saying, couldn't finish his beer, and then they bring him in
right.
to warm him up, and she gives him a brandy and then takes it away.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought mm-hmm. the job perks kind of suck down that
yeah,
role.
Yeah, he's not, he could probably find a job with better perks, I think.
Yeah, with Sunny, maybe.
Sure. Norman. Okay. Norman could use a partner.
Norman. Yeah. Maybe he won a contest like that. Oh, there were us talking about that mythical contest winner.
That would explain that perfectly.
Yeah. Like, well, you're a creepy guy. I bet you could do this role.
You just have to sit at the pool and stare at the young girls.
Leer at the girls. All right. Dress.
Maybe that was maybe that was his make-a-wish.
Do they have that for us old people? Make-a-wish.
I don't know. They should. But so yeah, okay, so that was also that kind of was mostly happening on Friday, right?
I think so, but my memory's a little fuzzy.
Yeah, really, and then Anna and Valentin got back to her place.
Which at first I was enjoying, had a little sort of bond like appeal, the cozy by the fire, you know where it's going, you know, they're drinking their scotch. But then, yeah, the pillow talk got weird, super weird.
It did. Again, it seems like there were so many possibilities that would have been really interesting and, you know, and nice and possibly even sexy. But, you know, instead they go sort of for macabre.
But because those two are both really good at what they do, it still was believable by the time they started, you know.
Yeah.
Muckling on to each other. And I'll tell you what I loved about that scene. Like that bedroom was so cool looking, that black and white wallpaper.
Yeah.
I really like that, that little spot. Yeah. They should have stopped to admire that. Darling, where is this paper from? It's probably got some fancy name. Does wallpaper have a fancy name too? Like wall?
I don't think so, Gia. Okay. More and more, it's like the peel and stick kind of stuff that people are using. So.
Yeah. I have memories of my mom. Like we moved a lot. And so she spent a lot of time papering new places, you know, and then we'd have to move again. But it was a very laborious thing with paste and stuff, you know.
Oh, God, it takes a real talent, I think.
She was good at it. She was good
really?
At
Your
it,
mom man. Did it?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she was into painting and the papering. And and this was like the 70s. So paper was 70s and 80s. We were papering everything.
Wow, what do you know? All right.
Oh, yeah. She could match up those themes. And wallpaper's sort of gone by or not.
It's coming back now because you can feature sort of throw wall, it up. And then you can peel it right off if you don't like it. So it's not the same sort of commitment that it used to be.
Yeah. All right.
But
anyway. Did you like their final sexy scene? Not just the wallpaper, but were they believable to you?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I think we do. If we have a choice, we'd always like to see more Anna and Valentin.
Got to see a little more. They had some clothing off. So.
I guess
bad.
I
not too shabby.
Nude, but
not too shabby.
Right. And then we all another sort of like, I don't know what the word is for it, but the scene with Nicholas and Ava where he's sort of confessing.
Oh, yeah.
That was another one. It's like,
I don't know. I'm sort of like half like wanting to like the scene, but then being like, nah, that's just not quite right.
No, it's not. Exactly. It seemed like it could have maybe been like, I don't know how, and I don't think I'm qualified to write a scene like this, but could have had some sort of like an erotic undertone, you know?
Oh, man. Oh, baby. An erotic
undertone. Because
that's
kind of sort of who they are, right? You know, like regardless of what's going on in the surface, you know, there's still like, connection.
Yeah, well, and I thought Ava did a nice job of showing that she really was sort of after he read it out loud. You know, she showed that she was touched by the whole thing, but you thought it should have been more sexual. Well, aren't you a dirty old lady?
No, it kind of sort of fell into the same category as Anna and Valentin's
weird foreplay.
It's like he sort of explicitly said he slept with Esme, and you know, it seemed like I don't know. It's just like, I don't know.
Yeah, it was weird, but it was a surprise, like, because we saw the letter being given to her on Friday, and then we didn't hear it till today. And I was like, okay, that's not what I was expecting.
Yeah, I thought maybe he
was going to sign over Windermere to her
right,
or something.
Right, right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Financial, right. Or I don't know what I thought.
I know. That was all I could really think of, too. And I didn't think that would be enough, but.
Yeah.
What else did we have?
Oh. What did you think of the Dex stuff? So Dex,
well,
you know, with his hands
obviously
all covered in gore.
Right, right. And as Max said, you know, he's either got terrible timing or he knows way more than he's letting on. But maybe he does just have terrible timing. Obviously, he's looking like, as far as circumstantial evidence goes, like he's the guy.
Yeah, but that's just too easy. So
yeah,
and he seemed like such a nice boy in real life that I want to believe him.
Okay,
He's had a very cute grin in real life.
All right, Gia, just easy does it now.
Okay, yeah, he might be my new favorite. We haven't seen Spencer in a while, so.
So no, yeah, that's true. And why can't we see a little Spencer when he's in the clink, huh?
I don't know. Maybe they don't have the rec room like the old place does.
Yeah, maybe. Sometimes I feel like they've created these circumstances with scenes that maybe they don't think they're capable of writing. You know what I mean? Like, because there's so much.
Like, they couldn't handle a prison scene, so they just kind of.
Like, right. They're just going to keep them stowed away for a few months.
For a
you
while.
Know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, they do seem to have trouble keeping all the storylines in circulation enough for us to stay interested in all of them at once.
And yeah, you can almost like completely forget that there's a Spencer.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe they should narrow their field a little bit.
Mm-hmm,
I'm not sure what.
Yeah, I don't know what the formula should be. You know?
Yeah, is it different than the old days? I mean, you've been watching even longer than me. So did we have fewer storylines we were following in the past?
I feel like we're complaining more. So I don't know if that
makes
things
just
change.
Be us.
Or, yeah, we're just sort of turning into like old cranks.
That is so possible.
It's very possible, which I guess would make this very unfair to the hospital writers.
Right.
But
I don't know. Sometimes some things just like Sasha and Brando were like, I feel like they got kept in a closet somewhere, except for huge dramatic losses.
Yeah,
like they bring them out to kill the baby and now they bring them back out to kill Brando. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I feel like then they'll shuffle her off again and we won't see them for a month.
And think about like what the impact would have been. I mean, it was bad enough, but if we'd been seeing them like all along and really
As you see Carly, say.
Yeah, they got the short end of the stick too as far as
that. Oh, that's right. The dilemma with her Friday was that since Brando is dead, the guardianship thing is off.
Yeah,
he'll have to maybe go to prison,
right? Which I don't know. Gosh, that seems unlikely, but I think Sonny could probably fix something, right?
Yeah, fix it, Sonny.
Yeah. Bless his heart.
Yeah, I can't think of what else. What else happened today? Oh well, mostly. I mean, Cody at the bar was just unbearable.
Unbearable. He's just, and why does Britt think this guy is interesting at all?
I don't know. There's absolutely no chemistry happening.
He doesn't have anything. No. He doesn't have anything smart or funny to say. He's just always complaining.
And did they think they scored points with that when the bartender asked, you know, if he wanted foreign or domestic beer?
He said he wanted a bottle of beer already. He sounded like a fool, right?
Yeah, because nobody orders beer that way anymore.
Right,
you know,
right.
A bottle of beer. It's like, well, there's 8 million beers.
I know. Of course.
Can you narrow it down? I'm a little busy, you know?
Yeah, I know. God, what a dick.
That's kind of like when I used to work in that cafe at Borders, you know, and
Yeah.
old men would come in and they'd just order coffee and you'd rattle off like the 18 different varieties of coffee.
And they'd
like,
look at
they'd start,
you.
They'd like... start blowing their tops as steam would come out their ears and like, I just want coffee. I just want coffee. You know, they'd start losing it. Like the whole world yeah. order was had shifted on them and they just can't take it.
Yeah.
You know? And,
yeah.
So, but,
but when
Cody is
to
too
being,
young. Yes. Yeah. Well, Cody's too young to be of that generation to be,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
You don't just go in and order a beer, you know, mm-hmm. like,
no,
like, I don't know. That's just, it was silly. It was just to make the point that like, oh, I'm blue collar and I only yeah. want domestic and
I'm not
you know,
pretentious enough to want a fancy
yeah.
beer.
In spite of all the mousse in my curls.
Yeah. Fucker. Makes me so mad.
We're not very nice, are we?
We just want better for Britt. That's all, right?
Yeah, I don't know. And then she leaned in and kissed his cheek. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You could have been free of this fool so many times.
I know, man. Even just like hanging out with Terry at the hospital would have been better.
Yes. Yeah. And at least they dangled the idea that Terry and Yuri might have a some
yeah.
shot
yeah.
at some yeah. further something yeah. or other. So
right.
They,
Yuri
they
at least is more of a gentleman than Cody is.
Yeah. Yuri has possibilities. I thought the bartender day was pretty cool.
Yeah,
you know?
She could have started hitting on him and that would have been okay.
Yeah. And speaking of bartenders, I also think that Mika at Curtis's
yeah, Nika,
bar.
Nika, yeah.
Is it Nika with an N or Mika with an N?
I think it's Nika with an N.
With an N. Nika.
Yeah.
I think she should be given a little bit of a role.
Oh, yeah. She's hot stuff. Yeah. I think she could kick some ass. She looks
yep.
like somebody who could kick some ass.
And so I think they should bring her in on the woo storyline.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because uh-huh. they're going to have to, Curtis is going to have to defend his territory there.
Right.
And he's become too stupid.
Yeah, he's bright. And he's putting his staff in danger too, right? I mean, like,
right. Yeah, they're making him make iced tea when that they don't offer iced tea.
I know. And even Diane had an iced tea.
How do you have iced tea if you don't offer iced tea? Do you have tea bags back there that you're hoarding that you don't offer to people?
I don't know. I don't know if anybody would ever order a cup of tea at the Savoy. Maybe you always have tea.
A hot cup of tea? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either, Gia. But anyway, yeah.
Anyway, that reminds me. I think I have enough gin for one final martini.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm doing after we're done here.
Really? You're going to have a nighttime martini? Oh, I'm a little bit jealous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well... I feel like this could be my last night in this abode, so I just want to enjoy.
Yeah.
And now, yeah, now I'm starting to freak out. I went ahead and packed a few pairs of overalls just.
oh, man. Perfect
like, well,
excuse to get, like, some new pants or something instead.
Like, I'm like, okay, what do I want? I couldn't live without. Well,
my
those
overalls
I recently cut off.
Let's see. Rory, the cat, and
the
my
cat.
Overalls.
Yeah, the overalls.
I hope the overalls were at
and
least third on the list.
I have a new pair of Crocs. I put those in.
Oh, for, no. oh, man. That's like, wow.
Well,
I'm really leaning into that look.
One of the reviews said they're like heaven on your feet. And I was like,
and hell to look at.
I don't care about that. Worth it. They all like Kevin on your feet.
Okay. All right. I'm starting to feel
to
like
those...
the attractive one. That's never happened.
I didn't know that I was in the role till just now. I didn't know what I had to lose.
In my mind, I thought of you as someone who once in a while tried. And now. You haven't
at
been
a certain
swept
point,
down to
com-
sea yet.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Yeah, it's hard to know, like, okay, well, would I, you know, if yeah. everything is lost, uh-huh. what, you know, start, yeah. you just, like, you start thinking, well, I need to take everything. And then you're like, no, nothing. No, like, mm-hmm. you know, and that's how you end up with, like, overalls and Crocs in your suitcase. And
yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And I'll be like one of those people they interview that, you know, afterwards looking all.
Yep, because they think it'll be more colorful. And then they'll be amazed be like, that you have all your teeth.
Well, that's come into question in recent times. I have a dentist that I visit occasionally, and he's told me years ago about this dire situation with a couple of my teeth.
Oh, really?
And now it's sort of like I'm holding out, like, to prove to him that, that like, every time I'm like, they're still there. Yeah.
I see. So you're making friends with your dentist too. Yeah, well, challenging his expertise.
Well, he, yeah. you know, he tries to show me the x-rays where they're like, there's nothing holding those in there. You know, I'm like, yep, but the other guys next to him, they're buddies. And
oh, gosh. Gosh, you're a delight.
Anyway, it's all right. He's my childhood dentist. We've been okay. a long damn time, so it's probably all his fault. Whatever happened to him, it's his fault.
He used some experimental treatments, and he knows what's happening.
Oh, we've gotten way off topic here. So General Hospital, okay.
Yes.
I have no better idea of who our murderess is.
Right.
But yes, we did note, and I feel like they had us see that on purpose, that was a small person.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not sure if it is a small person that we know. I'm not sure why any of those small people would target Diane.
Miss Wu?
Selena.
What is she? Selena? But what does she go by? What's her handle? Is she a missus?
Oh, no, she never talks about her husband if she's a missus. Right? Why do you think
I'm gonna call her Ms. Wu. Okay. Well, I was gonna ask you, do you call her tiny? Do you think she'd be tiny? Because she would have some reason in a sort of mobby way to go after Sunny's connection, you know, people near Sunny, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Possibly. I don't know. It all still seems like it would be a little bit on a left field, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm just grabbing at straws.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know.
You know, the easy way out is somehow it's Ryan and Esme because, they're just crazy. So there doesn't, when you go with a crazy person, you don't have to, it can be random.
Right,
you know?
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And that's maybe what this is ultimately. I don't know. I mean, they implied that Dex, maybe if he was the guy who did it, he would have attacked Diane because she was being mean to Sunny, right? That he had some sort of loyalty to Sunny at this point, you know?
But that would be silly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Although he is kind of small. He is sort of slight. So.
Yeah.
Isn't he? I mean, he's fairly slight.
I think so, but yeah, I think even the silhouette seemed smaller. It did seem like it could have been a woman.
Maybe it's Willow. Willow's having some...
Violet, maybe?
Violet.
Or Scout. She got so fed up.
Or Charlotte. Charlotte's
all by herself.
Yeah. Charlotte's escaped from the boarding school and...
Yeah, yeah.
Gone wild. I don't know.
Yeah. All good possibilities, Gia.
Yeah, okay. So, well, we got that going on. That's the biggest thing. Let's hope Diane pulls through. I think Finn's going to, you know, the antidote is going to work. It's all going to be.
Yeah, and that's the interesting detail, this poison. That sort of makes it much more complicated, doesn't it? Than just a plain old hook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fish gaffer.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I don't know what that does.
I don't see Mac and Robert solving the whole thing.
No, especially if Anna and Valentine decide to help, then they're all going to be screwed. And then I also don't see Alexis and the old professor get no, to the bottom the of it part. Either. Yeah. You know, and they act yeah. like they're going to be able to crack this case wide yeah, open.
They're right? cracking it with the newspapers. Nobody even reads they actual
their,
news.
They got their book smarts, you know? Their
yeah. book smarts yeah. are
going to solve the case.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's, yeah. I mean, so now it's just turned into kind of a whodunit thriller sort of thing.
Yeah.
Which is sort of entertaining. That's usually they do that sort of stuff in the summer, don't they?
Or like closer to Halloween, maybe.
But yeah. Well, I guess they could drag this out to Halloween.
Yeah, and they probably will, but. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I thought there were a few fun things in the past couple mm-hmm. days, but no, things to me were just sort of, once again, not really quite hitting the mark or not really hitting the right tone here and there.
Yes, I agree. I agree.
And I felt like the actors were all doing their best to, you know, right. Nicholas and Ava were right. doing their best to make
they really
that
were, yeah.
a heartfelt yeah. scene, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I did want to say that I'm liking the artwork at the hospital that I'm okay. noticing.
Okay.
Ava had some sort of abstract, buttery mm-hmm. yellow things behind mm-hmm. her in her room. She probably mm-hmm. brought them from home. And then there was something, and I've seen it before, but there was some... another abstract sort of cloud-like thing in some uh-huh. scenes. Not today,
yeah.
but I,
yeah, yeah.
with white and sort of a dark maroon and blue and sort of a uh-huh. Maxfield Parrish
uh-huh.
right. cloud kind of thing uh-huh. that I enjoy.
Okay.
Okay. Also, they have some nice planters inside with mother-in-law's tongue sort of in... like raised beds with lighting behind them that are kind of dramatic.
Okay, now you've gone too far, Gia.
And I started thinking, do they have live plants in hospitals? Like,
they
is that
should,
allowed?
Right? Well, they would help.
Know. I'm trying to remember. I just thought maybe they couldn't do that. Like, I know in some places, like, you can't, in some, like, maybe it's the cardiac, or I can't remember, but in some places you can't take flowers, you know?
Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, I guess that kind of makes sense not to have live plants.
Yeah, like I can't remember if it's because of like the pesticides on them or bugs or I don't remember why, but I remember mm-hmm. like being told, oh, you can't, you know, no flower deliveries in that, in the cardiac ward or whatever. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, that's
it's neither here nor there, but I just wondered if that was realistic.
At this point, yeah.
Doesn't really matter, I guess, does it?
Yeah, I guess not. Oh dear.
Oh well. Okay, well, I better probably go and see if I've missed any overalls for my suitcase.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to make a splash at Vero Beach.
I mean, other stuff I'm just putting up high just in hopes that, you know, like uh-huh. if there's flooding and surging that maybe some things will be okay. Yeah. I don't know. I don't
know. Sure. Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed for you, Gia.
It's all just material goods. Yeah. Yeah, we'll be safe. I mean, we're not staying, so we'll be safe, but we'll just see what mess we come back to.
Right, right. Yeah. Well.
But, you know.
Yeah.
Godspeed to everyone, and go west, young hurricane.
Yeah. Yes. Straight into Texas, I guess, then it would be.
Well, it would weaken by the time it got somewhere like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Hopefully. I mean, yeah, I hate to. Yeah, it is bad because you're always wishing it on someone else. But if it veers into us as a Cat 3.
Then, yeah.
Rare. That's a powerful cat.
Yes, it is, Gia. Jeez. Okay. All right. Well.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for listening, people. And
yes, thank you.
Keep on watching that hospital, and we'll see. We'll touch base later in the week and see what happens.
Yeah, we'll hope to be able to keep close to our schedule.
That's right. That's important.
It's super important. Yeah.
Super important. Yeah. And on that note, we're out of here.
Okay,
thanks, everybody. We'll talk soon, Keish.
Okay, alrighty. Bye.
See ya.